Chapter 12. The Silence. I became aware that I was on my back and that my arms were extremely tired. There was not a single sound, just an all-encompassing silence. "What happened?" Kaylin asked aloud as she looked around in the pitch black and utter darkness. "Hello? Matthew? Jimmy? Carter? Are you guys here?" I touched my head as I bent forward to a sitting position. "Where are my helmet and my light? Why are my arms so sore?" Kaylin said to no one in particular. "Kaylin, is that you?" Matthew asked. "Yeah," Kaylin replied, "or at least what is left of me." She gave a slight chuckle as she responded to Matthew. "Do you have a light?" Kaylin asked Matthew. Within a few seconds, he located his backup flashlight. The darkness was quickly driven out by Matthew's light. "Are you okay?" Matthew asked as he grabbed for Kaylin's hand to help her up. "My arms are seriously aching," Kaylin said as she stretched her arms and rolled her shoulders. "Mine are too," Matthew replied as he massaged Kaylin's shoulders and upper arms. "That goes for all of us," Carter said as she asked, "What time is it? And what was that all about?" "It is a little after 2, Jimmy answered. 2? Like in the afternoon kind of 2? Carter inquired as she raised her eyebrows. "No, it's 2 a.m., Jimmy clarified. The 4 light bearers had been battling the rogue henchmen for almost 12 hours. During this entire time, through the strength given to them from the king, they stood their ground. The henchmen, though not defeated, withdrew for a more opportune time. As we regrouped and compared what we could remember from the grueling yet invigorating encounter with the rogue henchmen, we could not grasp how long the encounter lasted. As we gathered up the gear, I, Jimmy, cautioned everyone to stay alert and suggested that we eat and rehydrate. Then we can sleep in shifts. I volunteered to take the first watch. "Jimmy, wake me in a couple hours so I can take the second watch. If your eyelids get too heavy, wake me beforehand," offered Matthew. Kaylin and Carter told the guys with deep sighs of relief, "Thanks." As the others settled down for the first sleep they had had in over 24 hours, I remained on guard. While I scanned the cave for any potential threats, I engaged in a conversation with Exemplar. Although I spoke in a soft tone so I wouldn't disturb the others, Exemplar replied. His speech was not heard by human ears, but in my heart. His soft, yet authoritative, voice was reassuring. I understood every word he spoke. The way of protectors is unique. When one speaks to a lightbearer, which is rare, he speaks not his own views or opinions, but those shared by King Avi and Prince Shai's thoughts and words. Anyway, it's like a speaker for your CD player. The data that has been coded on the tracks of the CD is unable to be understood by us unless the information is decoded. A sensor on the CD player reads the encoded data with a laser beam. Then the sensor interprets the data and translates it into a user-friendly language, such as English. This translated data is transferred through the speakers for us to understand. King Avi's conversation with Lightbearers is similar to the data on the CD, and the spirit of the king within the Lightbearer is the laser beam. The speakers are the protectors. The next few hours passed. We were able to all get some well-needed sleep. End of chapter 12.